We have arrived at Holy Tuesday, Tuesday in Holy Week. And of course, we have the prophecies of Jeremiah once again, which are fulfilled in Jeremiah and then fulfilled as a prophecy, in fact, of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we have the beautiful passion of our Lord according to St. Mark. And of course, every day this week, tomorrow also, we shall have one of the renditions of the Passion, which are extremely beautiful, excruciatingly beautiful, as we see the great love and suffering which our Lord Jesus Christ underwent for us, for our salvation. And one of the things that's important and that the Church wishes to remind us in these days is that how much our Lord did for us. Now, what are we willing to do for Him? And so it is very important as we travel in these days of this most holy week of the year, of this week of salvation, of suffering, and eventually of glory, that we think about, that we meditate, and that we carry out that which we are willing to do for Christ. And ultimately speaking, we should be willing to do anything and everything for Christ, who did everything for us. Though He was innocent, He suffered and was humiliated, tortured, torn to shreds, crowned with thorns, and called King of the Jews, as indeed He was, but which they did not believe. Pontius Pilate, on the other hand, does not understand any of this, but he is very superstitious because he knows that there is something special here. And his wife, St. Claudia Procula, has told him, stay away from this man. He is a special man. And of course, others say, he is the Son of God. He has made himself to be the Son of God. And Pontius Pilate, for fear of Caesar, for fear of the high priests and the Sanhedrin and the politics of Jerusalem, turns him over to them, and eventually not only has him scourged because he thought him innocent, a very strange way to treat an innocent man, but hands him over, he gives in to them, and he says, crucify him yourselves. And thus they did. And so our Lord underwent this horrible, terrible passion for our salvation. Let us not waste it. Let us not waste the salvation that He has given to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.